This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, you chose to be our mother in all things, and so made the foundation of your work most humbly and most pure in the Virgin's womb. God, the perfect wisdom of all, you arrayed yourself in this humble place. Christ came in our poor flesh to share a mother's care. Our mothers bear us for pain and for death. Our true mother, Jesus, bears us for joy and endless life. Christ carried us within him in love and travail until the full time of his passion. And when all was completed and he had carried us so for joy, still all this could not satisfy the power of your wonderful love. All that we owe is redeemed in truly loving you, for the love of Christ works in us. Christ is the one whom we love. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Mother's Day. And we do not choose the readings, but the Revelation reading talks about those who are robed in white and have surpassed the great ordeal and are washed in blood. So happy Nurses Day. And happy Good Shepherd Sunday. The prayer that I just shared with you is a paraphrase of a prayer written by a wonderful saint and English mystic whose name is Julian of Norwich. Norwich in England was the second most important commercial center in England back in 1342 when she was born, second only to London. And she happened to be born at a time when there was a thing called the plague going around. And the historians tell us that at the age of 9, the plague swept through her hometown, and 50% of the population of Norwich was killed by the plague. Could you imagine? Half the town. 9 years later, the plague returned. 25% more died. And they tell us that during her lifetime, 5 times there was the plague in that city and area. But what unfortunately corresponded with the plague was also rebellions, wars, insurrections, difficulties. And what ends up happening in the Christian world is this crazy notion develops that they believe that God is punishing them. Julian, in her wisdom, knew that this was, no, God does not work that way. And she wanted some inspiration, some revelation from God that she could understand the true meaning of all this. And her prayer was answered, but not in a way she would have expected it. She gets deathly ill herself. She goes into a coma, and while she is unconscious, she has visions. And when she comes out of that coma and is healed, these visions, she starts to spend the rest of her life writing them down. They become known as the Revelations of Divine Love. It is a book, and it is a book that history records as the first book written in the English language by a woman, Julian's Revelations of Divine Love. Those revelations where she has visions starting with Jesus dying on the cross and going from there, the theme that emerges constantly is that God is a God of love. That this whole idea about God punishing us, giving us afflictions and diseases? No, God does not work that way. God is nothing but a God of love. And as she concludes, and therefore, all shall be well, all things shall be well, all manner of things shall be well. This is what she teaches us. And certainly in the prayer that I shared with you all, that motherly nature of God's protection comes across. It is that motherly protection that we hear about when Jesus talks about being the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Just as Jesus talks about in other places, about God being a mother hen wanting to gather that brood under his wings to protect us. Yes, that motherly love is a part of the attributes of our God. But it is something that we celebrate today as we celebrate mothers and nurses as well. We just concluded this past week, the last week of our small group series on discovering your spiritual gifts. And as part of that last week, we all create these flowers and petals that on each of the petals takes all of the exercises we did during these 6 weeks together, and we put a summary of the spiritual gifts that we have discerned for ourselves and through the help of others as we have gone through the program. What amazes me is that when we look at this scriptural list of these gifts, there is a cluster of those gifts that certainly sound to me like they would be describing what our idea of a good mother would be. These four gifts all come out of Romans chapter 12, verse 8. And I want to read from the description of four of these gifts just to bring this home. The first of them is encouragement. The gift of encouragement is the ability to inspire, comfort, motivate, strengthen, affirm, and be present with others so that they can meet life's challenges with confidence. Sounds like my mother to me. Secondly, generosity. The gift of generosity enables Christians to share joyfully and passionately what they have and who they are with others. Persons with this gift share time, money, abilities, and self freely and willingly. These individuals share out of kindness without patronizing or minimizing the recipients as if they were inferior. Again, sounds like motherhood. And then this special one, nurturing leadership. Those with the gift of nurturing leadership lead by sheltering, guiding, modeling, and other parenting-type behavior. Nurturing leaders guide people where God would have them go and provide protection along the way. They promote the well-being and personal growth of those who look to them for leadership by advocating for them when necessary and by setting a good example. If there was a picture in the dictionary next to that definition, it would be a mother. And lastly, mercy. Christians endowed with the spiritual gift of mercy have an exceptional ability to perform acts of kindness and compassion to others. Those with this gift show mercy, even to those undeserving of it. Mercy, nurturing leadership, generosity, encouragement. Sounds to me like the description of what the perfect mother is. But what is amazing is that these are spiritual gifts. Do you remember when we started this whole series, we talked about what a spiritual gift was as distinct from the fruit of the Spirit? Spiritual gifts are given uniquely to each person. That the gifts that one person has are not the gifts that another person has. In other words, for any or every female in the world, they were not necessarily given these 4 spiritual gifts. And yet, they might be called to be mothers. So, it leads me to an important consideration. As one person so wisely once said, none of us was born to angels. None of our mothers are perfect. If you were blessed, as I have been, with a mother who certainly displays all 4 of these incredible gifts and then some, rejoice and give God thanks. But if you were not, perhaps the call is, 1, that we don't repeat the same mistakes in our lives, but also perhaps to look for the ways that God would call us to be forgiving and merciful. A priest of mine gave me permission to share this story that happened recently to him of a woman in his church who was not exactly the nicest person, but ever since Easter, she has been transformed and so different and positive, as if a weight had been lifted from her. And so he chose to approach her and ask her, what's going on? And she said, well, it all happened on Maundy Thursday. And they have the traditional Eucharist on Maundy Thursday. And she said, you said the words, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And he looked at her and said, I say that every time we do the Eucharist. Why would that do anything? She said it was the first time in her life that she connected those two. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. On the night his friends who were sitting at table with him are going to betray, deny, and desert him, he chose to feed them. She said for her, it was that realization of what God's love, like Julian talked about in her prayer, is all about. That love, in the end, is the only thing that matters. And she said for her, for the first time in her life, she was able to forgive the rocky relationship she had had with her mother that was never resolved. And then the priest friend adds, and by the way, this lady was in her 60s, and her mother had been dead for 20 years. That after all that time, this realization of God's overpowering, shepherding love enabled her to forgive and to move on. What a gift. It is the same gift that we are invited, that we are encouraged to share. It is that example of the Good Shepherd's love that we celebrate today. No, we didn't make a mistake in the hymns where we are singing almost 4 different versions of Psalm 23, because each of these gets at a different aspect and a different approach for us to understand this overwhelming love of God as our Good Shepherd. I would like to end today with an anecdote that sort of brings this whole point home. There once was a young woman who had a baby boy, and just after her son's baptism, a ragged old man appeared to her and offered to grant her one wish on behalf of her son. Thinking only the best for her baby boy, the woman wished that her son would always be loved by everyone he met. The old man said, "So be it," and vanished. Well, it turned out just as he said. As the boy grew, everyone loved him so much that he never lacked for anything. Yet things did not turn out as expected. As adored and admired as the young man was, he experienced a terrible emptiness within him. He could have anything he wanted just by asking, but he had no real friends. He never knew the joy of a day's work or an achievement richly rewarded. His neighbors took care of all his needs. So the young man became cynical, jaded, and selfish, as none of his actions ever brought him any negative consequences. Well, finally the day came and his aged mother died. At the funeral, that same mysterious, ragged old man appeared, and he offered the young man one wish. The young man took him up on his offer and asked that his mother's original wish for him be reversed. Rather than being loved by everyone he met, the young man asked the old wizard to give him the power to love everyone he met. And as the story goes, from that day forward, he knew joy and happiness such as no one on this earth has ever known. May it be so for us. Amen.